Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Neil Chrisley. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Burnside. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Pete Burnside. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting fifth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Hall. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dick Hall. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Chrisley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog takes first base on ball four. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Herzog moves to third. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin takes first base on ball four. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost takes first base on ball four. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0-for-1 in the game. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Chrisley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey takes first base on ball four. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carey moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive towards third. Carey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-Tee takes first base on ball four. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Herzog takes first base on ball four. Chee-Tee moves to second. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Chee-Tee moves to third. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning five, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. Berberet hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Berberet reaches second base with a double. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnside takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0 for 2 in the game. Chrisley hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burnside fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chiti takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash strikes out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Berberet hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall bunts towards the mound. Burnside fields it and throws to first for the out. Hamlin moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Hamlin is safe. Hamlin moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Hamlin scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Sandy Amoros pinch hits for Pete Burnside. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amoros hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0 for 3 in the game. Chrisley takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Semprock now pitching. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Semprock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fernandez. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herzog moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.